Hey, this is Mr. Poljangles, and I am sitting in my kitchen. Actually, I'm standing in my kitchen. You're probably wondering, why aren't you on a disc golf course, Mr. Poljangles? Well, I've decided which disc golf course I'm going to go to, and it's about 45 minutes away. And so I had a couple of thoughts on my head that I wanted to kind of, I guess, just unload. So maybe I'll redo this intro later, depending on whether or not I can even find this one. The disc golf course I'm going to hit today is called River View Park, and it is in Platte City, Missouri. When I was growing up, the only thing I knew about Platte City was that it had an orange water tower, because that was what the used car salesman told me every Saturday morning as I watched cartoons, that I could come up to Platte City right next to that orange water tower. I really didn't know much about the Northland of Kansas City, and I probably really am still pretty ignorant of it. There was two things that I knew of about the Northland. It had an orange water tower, and it had Cool Crest. And I've never been to Cool Crest. I have seen the orange water tower, because you can see it from I-29. So I'm going to head up there in just about 10 minutes or so. So I just wanted to kind of think about orange water towers. So just envision that. I'm crossing my fingers that it's still orange. Yeah, so real good. I will get back to you when I'm up there in about 45 minutes. Here we go. Oh, hey, this is Mr. Poljangles. I have made it up to Platte City. I have found the disc golf course, although I did take some twists and turns. For those of you who do not live in Kansas City, I don't know if there's any way I can say how big of a city it is. It only has 2 million people, but the city is damn spread out. There's nothing to block anything, so it's kind of weird. So coming up to Platte City, it's like we're north of the, the airport, which is quite a ways up. Right now I'm looking at the disc golf course. I haven't found the first hole, but I found the third tee pad. And I think the second hole, and I think I'm looking maybe at the first hole, but I don't see where the tee pad is. So I'm going to go and try and figure that out, and then I'll let you know what's going on. So I'll let you know. All right, so I found the very first hole. Had a little trouble finding the tee box. And it looks like there isn't a tee box. It looks like it's just the corner of the parking lot, which I parked in, which I actually thought I parked in the wrong spot, because I didn't see where there was a sign saying that there's a disc golf course here. But I guess I did park in the right spot. So it looks like the corner. So you have a poured tee pad of sorts. It looks like it's only about, I don't know, 150 or something like that to the first hole. I'll check the UDisc app and see what it actually is. But it's downhill. It's quite a drop. You can tell I'm kind of out of breath because I just walked down to the first hole, because I thought that it was further down, and turns out it isn't. So I did a little bit of walking for no good reason. Because it's such a short hole, I actually might just go with my putter. Seems like the easiest thing to do. I just don't want to overthrow this shot, which I pretty easily could do. So anyway, I'm going to throw this one. It's starting to get really hot out. This park is pretty cool. I'm going to have to explore it just a little bit more after I play this nine-hole course, but it's called River View, so I assume that there's at some point a view of the Missouri River. I'll check that out. Right now I'm standing over top of a field. It looks like it could be set up for a soccer field, maybe, or a football field or something like that. Maybe even a baseball field. It's hard to tell. It's very flat once you get down there, so they've obviously kind of used some sort of dirt moving device to really flatten that spot out, because it's quite a hill here. So anyway, enough about that. I'm gonna go ahead and play hole number one, and I'll let you know how I do. All right, so I went ahead and parred that hole. So feeling good about that. I didn't overthrow it, and I probably left a little bit short. I think I had about a 40-foot putt for birdie, but didn't get it at all. So I'm up to hole number two, and hole number two is uphill shot. The sign says it's 252. The UDisc app says it's 210. There's some cedars on the left, and then a great big hill on the right. You kind of have to throw out of a chute here. So kind of a small window to try to frame your shot. I'm going to probably just go ahead and go with the buzz, because it seems like the go-to when I don't know what else I should do. Elevation looks like it's probably, 15 feet higher than where you're standing. There's no tee pads here. It's just gravel. So it looks like there is some sort of oak that's shedding a lot of acorns here. So I'm going to kick some of those out of my way. Some people have joined me. Well, they're not actually playing disc. They're, sitting underneath a shelter giggling like kids. So I don't know if they thought they had a private spot and they're going to be surprised by Mr. Pole Jangles walking up behind them, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, here's hole number two. Hey, all right, so I went ahead and parred number two. I threw it into the tree, but was able to get it up and down and get par. So I've already gone ahead and thrown my drive on number three. It was a downhill shot, so you're kind of going up the hill, or down the hill, up the hill, down the hill. I don't know what's going to happen on number four, but probably more of the same. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, so I'm on my second shot here. I've got about a 50-foot downhill putt for birdie. I doubt I'll make it. I'm having a little bit of problems with the Anchor app. It doesn't seem to want to upload my podcast. So I might be losing all of this. So, que sera, sera. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know. Here's my second shot on my third hole at Riverview Park in Platte City. It's a 9-hole course, by the way. Oh, hey, I accidentally hit the record button. That's kind of funny. I'm up to hole number four. I parred hole number three. Didn't even come close to a birdie, but that's okay. It's the first time I've ever played this course, so you just kind of don't know where to take your chances and where things are. You can play it safe. Hole number four, there's no tee pad, so there's a little smattering of gravel. It looks like they probably need to put down some more. Think about building some boxes or something along those lines. But a great big tree limb has fallen across the tee pad, so I guess I'll have to do a standing shot, which shouldn't be too much of a challenge because hole number four is just 180 feet. It kind of plays across a little bit of a hill and then a valley kind of thing. You can't really actually see the hole, so there's a cedar tree right in front of you. So ideally what you do is kind of want to do a kind of a flip shot, I think is what it's called, where I want to put an anhyzer on it and then let it kind of do an S-curve right back. So I'm going to try doing that with actually probably my AVR putter. That seems like that works okay. And we'll see how I do. Maybe I can get a birdie out of this one. So I'll let you know how I do. All right, so I've 4 for 4. I've got pars on all the first four, and I'm up to hole number five. Hole number five is completely in the woods. It's got a little trail that kind of goes through. It's a little kind of a ziggity-zaggity thing, so you can just barely see the side of the hole from the tee pad of sorts. It's only 138 feet, but it is in the woods, and so there's a good chance that you could lose your disc in some of the taller weeds and whatnot. I almost lost my disc on the last one. It took me a little bit of time to find it because I didn't see where it landed whenever I threw, and then it rolled down the hill into some brush, so it took me a little bit to get it. So, yeah. Hole number five, it's kind of a cool shot. I'd like to know a little bit more about what's on the other side of it, but I'm going to probably go with my AVR again, so it's a short shot, and hopefully I can kind of put a anhyzer on it and see if it'll bend around the corner. Pretty tight window here, so here's hole number five. All right, so I'm 5 for 5 on pars, so that's pretty cool. I'm up to hole number six. Hole number six is playing out of the woods, kind of into a field on the edge of the woods. It's not very long. I just kind of walked up the hill to see exactly where it was. It looks like there's some sort of like logging trail or something like that that you're playing across. I guess ideally, if you're a right-handed player, you want to kind of do a hyzer right around this kind of group of trees. It's not a very long shot. I think I already said that, but it's 147 feet. So I think I'm going to go ahead and go with my Rock Springs putter and try to really put a lot of hyzer action on it. I'll probably just do a standing shot at this point. Still having problems with the upload on some of this, so hopefully I don't lose any audio, but it seems like it's slowly but surely it's getting uploaded. So cross your fingers. So here's hole number six at Riverview Disc Golf Course. Toot, toot. Did you hear that? That's the PAR train leaving the station. And I'm not on board. Oh, shoot. Oh, well. So I am up to hole number 7, and I'm riding the bogey bus. The bogey bus is fine. I've never played this course. Still, like, almost walking every single hole just to kind of see where they are. Hole number 7 is way out in the sunshine, or at least the tee pad is. Still trying to find the hole. There's two options of which right way I could go. I'm right next to what looks like Little League baseball fields, or maybe even softball fields. They're pretty short. Maybe even kickball. Who knows? Okay, I've got number 7 in sight. It's right by the woods, and it's 246 feet from the tee pad. So we're going to be playing back towards the woods. This course is fairly short. It's kind of neat. I would like it if it was in my backyard. I don't know if it's worth driving 45 minutes to go play 9 holes, but yeah, if you live in the Northland, then probably isn't too bad of a place to go. So I'm not sure what exactly kind of disc I'm going to throw on this one. I shouldn't probably have played with the what do I call this one? The Rock Springs putter. It didn't do me any good. There's really no need to bring drivers out here, I can tell you that. It's kind of a tricky shot. I don't know what to do. Probably just go grab my buzz, since it does have some distance on it, but it's not very long. Where did I put that? Okay, here we go. Hole number 7. There's a bunch of cedar trees right in your way, so you can't see the hole. So you have to either go over top of them or try and find a very small window to go through. So I'm going to try and go for that window. Wish me luck. All right, so I got incredibly lucky on that last hole. I jammed my finger as I was getting ready to throw, and so I missed my where I wanted to throw by quite a bit, and I threw it into a bunch of cedar trees, but luckily it was able to roll out where I was able to get a par out of it. There's a monarch. Monarch just landed right over here by me. So I'm up to hole number 8. Hole number 8 is quite short. Hopefully I can birdie this. It is just 141 feet. It's downhill. The only problem is it's a very tight window. There's a lot of trees. There's basically just a 8 feet wide, oh, that might be generous, 5 feet wide path to the basket. So if I can just throw straight, which is very rare, I should be able to get it right into the basket. This is an aceable hole if you were good. I'm not, so whatever. I will say that I have cleared out a lot of cobwebs on this course. They're all over in the wooded section. So there you go. I am officially a cobweb clearer. So I'll let you know how I do on hole number 8 in just a little bit, and then we'll wrap things up with hole number 9 and get on out of here. So here we go. Well, darn it. I hit a tree. Oh well. What can you do? So I did not end up birdieing number 8, even though I probably should have. Even after I hit the tree, I still only had probably an 18 to 20 foot putt, but it was a little tree in my way, and so it went sailing over top, and I ended up getting a par. So I'm up to hole number 9. Hole number 9 is, again, still in the woods. It is 198 feet to the basket. Very, very tight window. Really, there's only about, if you tried to throw it straight, there's probably like a 2 foot gap that you could kind of get through. So very challenging, very technical shot. So I'm going to throw the buzz since it's a little bit longer of a shot and see if I can't get this one to be up and down par or maybe even a birdie. We'll see. Hole number 9. Okay, I just finished up hole number 9. I ended up parring it, so that's pretty good. I think I'm going to go ahead, since it's just a 9-hole course, I'm going to go ahead and play it again, but I won't give you updates unless I think of something that seems poignant. Overall, you know, I think I would give this course probably 2 3/4 stars. I think on the UDisc app I actually put 3 stars, but probably not really worth 3 stars. You can't really compare it to an 18-hole course. The only thing you could really compare it to is a 9-hole course. And you know, I think it's above average 9-hole course. It's got some good elevation change. The shots aren't really all that unique, and it loses a little bit because it doesn't have any tee pads. If it had some tee pads, I think it'd be a pretty cool, neat little course. So I ended up with 1 over. So I'm kind of disappointed in that. I'd like to see some birdies here. So I'm going to go birdie hunting. Boom, boom. So here I am again on hole number one. It's the downhill shot. I'm gonna try and give it a little bit more mustard on this one. So wish me luck. All right, so pretty stoked. I was about to just walk off the course because I was mad because I threw my drive on the second hole right into the woods. And that kind of makes you mad. So I almost just left, but then I went ahead and said, okay, no, it's not going to take that long to play the rest of the holes, the seven other holes. So I went ahead and threw number three and didn't have the greatest drive in the world. I'll be honest, it overflew the hole, got into the woods. And so as I was walking up to it, kind of just scratched my head and feeling sorry for myself, I went ahead and found a disc lying on the ground. Somebody had just mowed right over it, Champion Beast, I believe. So I don't know how many of those I have right now. So I think I found them all. So that was kind of cool. And then I found my disc, and it was in the woods. And so I threw a sidearm, just kind of flick, and I was able to birdie it. So got the birdie I really wanted. So that's always makes you a little bit happier. So that's where I am. So happy pole jingles. I'm up to hole number four. Maybe I can get another birdie. Here we go. All right, so that's two birdies. Hey, two birdies in a row. So Mr. Birdie Jangles, that's good. I'm up to hole number five. Let's see, what else is going on? My wife and the kids and I are all going out to the Royals game. Not because they're good, but because we have good tickets. That's about all there is to it. I don't know if they've lost 100 games or not yet this year, but they're pretty sad. It's hard to believe that in just 3 years ago we won the World Series, and 4 years ago we were in the World Series for the first time in like 30 years, and now we're just like the bottom of the league. So hopefully they'll get it back. It's always fun to go to Kauffman. I think there's free fireworks tonight, so that'll be fun. We haven't been to a game all year, so like that. Gillian Welch is also playing tonight. I wish I was going to that show, but meh, what are you going to do? So I think maybe I had to sweat out a little bit of the alcohol from last night. Maybe that's why I'm throwing better. I probably didn't get enough sleep, and I probably, maybe just had a few drinks a little too late last night. But that's okay. I took the day off because I didn't have any meetings, so meh. There you go. So I'm up to hole number five. Let's see if I can make it three birdies in a row. Here we go. All right, so just finished up my second round, and I ended up with one under, so I'm happy about that. Got those two birdies to go with that one bogey, and then parred the rest of them. I had a shot, I think, at hole number six, and I should have really gotten a birdie on that one, but let the skimmer leak. But I also almost bogeyed number five, so kind of balances out. So that's pretty good. Overall, again, I think I like this course. I wish it had tee pads. That'd be really nice. It's just kind of hard to tell exactly where you're supposed to stand because the gravel's been poured there quite a while ago. So, if it was my backyard, I'd play it a ton. I don't think I'm gonna drive up here too many times. I think that, it's got some elevation, so it kind of wears me out a little bit. I don't know if we kind of coupled it maybe with, the park over there in Parkville. I think that would be a good two rounds, nine holes there, nine holes here. Be kind of fun. And maybe I'll get Treesbane to do that. So, supposed to meet up with Treesbane maybe later this afternoon, play a few more holes. I was thinking we might play Shaw Mission Park, so I don't know if we're actually going to do a podcast of it. But anyway, this is Treesbangles. This is Mr. Pole Jangles. Out of breath, sweaty, tired in Platte City, right by that orange water tower. So keep banging those chains, guys. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Let me know if you have any questions, if you like to make fun of me and my choices of music or whatever. It's cool. I don't mind. I will see you on the flip side. Take care, guys. Bye.
Oh, thank you.